a new talent in town is a woman who just wrote to me a couple of weeks ago named Alyssa. You have not only a great voice, you also have one of the great last names. Her last name, I'm serious, Alyssa Allgood is another bright star on the local music scene. Where are you? And welcome to the show, and nice to meet you over the radio. And where are you from? Tell me your background.
Well, thank you so much for having me on. It's nice to meet you over the radio as well. I grew up in Westmont, Illinois, a suburb of Chicago, and I've lived in the city proper for about the last 10 years. I live in Lincoln Square on the north side.
When did music grab you? Obviously, I'm hoping and thinking it's logical that it grabbed you somewhere when you were a child.
Absolutely. Yeah, I grew up singing music, and I grew up actually singing jazz from a pretty young age. Started singing with a jazz band when I was in sixth grade, so I was about 11 years old. And
really? How did that happen? Most 11-year-olds can't even get in places where jazz is played.
Well, I was really fortunate, you know, to go to a public school that had a really great music and arts program, to have that kind of support. And to have that opportunity, I just really fell in love with singing with a big band, singing with other people. It was just so exciting at that age, and still today as well.
When did it? I'm sure I didn't do it at six. I played baseball and thought I'd be in the major leagues. But when you're doing that, when does it occur to you that this could become my career?
Yeah, you know, it was a thing for me, I think, because I've been involved with music since such an early age, that I never really saw myself doing anything else.
Really?
When it came to kind of be thinking about, oh, what might I study in college, I was like, well, of course, music. I don't know what else I would do in it. So it's always just felt like such a big part of who I am, and then going to school for it, and then really thinking about making it a lifestyle and a career. I think that is really changed shape, of course, throughout my career, but it's really just been part of me since I can remember.
Who mentored you when you were a youngster, and maybe even in college? Did you have mentors? Yeah. You obviously had role models.
Absolutely. Yeah, so when I went to college, I went to North Central College in Naperville, and I started going to a camp, actually, that was held at the school. Actually, around that time when I was 12 is when I first went, and that was run by Janice Borla.
Sure.
And her husband, Jack Mouse, who then ran the jazz program at North Central for many years. And so they were really influential in my start around that time.
Did you realize, I have interviewed in my lengthy, long career a number of incredibly talented singers and musicians. It is not the easiest life, is it?
It is not. And actually, I had one of my mentors that I just spoke of. He had said to me once that, like, if you can see yourself doing anything else, do it. Just meaning because...
There's good career advice, yeah.
Exactly, right. But because it is challenging, it really does take, you know, not only a commitment to your artistry, but a commitment to yourself of, you know, putting yourself out there and kind of pursuing things, making things happen for yourself, and just being kind of willing and persistent in that way.
Can I ask your age?
Sure, I'm 32.
Okay, that's young. That's young. That's young.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. You're very welcome, because I'm old. I'm not 32. I can't remember 32. You also, you supplement your life and pay your rent by doing, you've done considerable teaching, have you not?
I have, yes. So I work now part-time at Loyola University here in Chicago, teach jazz voice lessons there. I'll be teaching a beginning voice class as well. And I also do quite a bit of work traveling around, directing local jazz choirs, doing workshops and clinics. And I've really come to love teaching. It's definitely made me a better musician and vice versa.
Yeah, I've heard that. Most of the people I've interviewed who sing, there's something they love teaching because... You know, there's a conventional wisdom, the idiotic conventional wisdom is that jazz is sort of a dying art form. And by teaching, you are attracting new people to it. Yes?
Absolutely. Yeah. Keeping it alive. And I will say, yeah, that is definitely a the dying art form. I feel like people have been saying that for a long time, but
sure.
We're still here, you know?
Sure. Well, and, you know, and COVID sort of kicked back the number of places, but you have played, sure. You have played some astonishing rooms, not just here. Engagement coming up this Thursday through Sunday at Jazz Showcase. This is one of the great clubs in the history of Chicago and one of the great clubs in the nation. You've played there before?
I have, yes. I've done several weekends there. And I was actually thinking about the very first time I played there was 10 years ago already,
wow.
Which is kind of amazing. I had recorded my first recording, an EP, just a collection of a few songs, and I was really fortunate enough to have a few fellow singers who kind of welcomed me on the scene and kind of introduced me, and Wayne Siegel, who now runs the
Showcase. Oh, sure.
So
did you knew his dad. You knew Joe, right?
I did. Yeah. Yes, I did. I remember my very first weekend I did there, Joe sat in the front row on one of the couches and watched the last set and, you know, gave me the kind of a nod of approval, which is a really, really big thing coming from
that's,
Joe.
That's, yes, big approval. That's a guy who, yes. You know, drinks with Charlie Parker, for goodness sake.
Of course.
I want to play a song of yours. You can go to Alyssa's website, which is a very, very nice website. I'll spell it
Thank
for you. It's AlyssaAllGood. Her last name is All Good. What are your parents, and not to get too personal with you, what did your parents think of you taking this road and not becoming a doctor or a lawyer? Were they supportive?
They were supportive and continue to be supportive, and I think that that's something, you know, for everybody who's listening, having that early support, I think, is so important for being involved in the arts. I always felt so encouraged to kind of try new opportunities. They were also driving me around to lessons and musical rehearsals and all those kind of things, which is no small thing, and they've continued to be incredibly supportive of my career and, you know, taking different risks and those kind of things, too.
Well, before we take a break, I am on the phone with my new jazz singing pal, Alyssa Allgood, who will be at the Jazz Showcase Thursday through Sunday. Who are you playing with? What size group?
I have an incredible band. Ryan Cohen is playing piano, Greg Ward on alto saxophone, Ethan Fillion on bass, and John Deidemeyer on drums, all Chicago musicians who've been in the scene for a long time, really, really great musicians and dear friends.
Is that a regular gathering you play with?
Yes, yeah, absolutely.
My guest, Alyssa Allgood, is a young 32-year-old performer. She's a singer. You have four CDs now?
I do, yes.
What, are they all original music?
They are not, actually. So the latest album that I released came out last April, and that was really my first that was mostly original music. So 10 of the 12 songs on that were my originals.
Mm.
My other albums maybe had like one or two. So songwriting kind of has taken a forefront in my focus in my career, and it was a nice sort of like launching pad for this last album.
One of the things about writing songs is you have spent much of your career since sixth grade or when you were 6 years old. I can't remember. Were you 6 years old or were you in sixth grade when you started?
Sixth grade.
All right. She's the youngest person in the history of many jazz clubs in Chicago. There is something, you know, when you have at your beck and call the work of the Great American Songbook, which includes some of the greatest songs ever written, is it not a bit intimidating to say, well, I think, you know, these guys, Cole Porter was pretty good, but I think I'll start to write songs. What is that leap like, Alyssa, when you make that leap? Or is it just something you need to express?
Yeah, I mean, that is such an amazing question because I've thought about that a lot I've taught some songwriting classes, and I actually mentioned Cole Porter. Because when I first started trying to write, it was so hard because I was comparing myself to Cole Porter or to these incredible, you know, Thelonious Monk people I've been studying and singing. It's like, well, the thing I wrote didn't sound exactly like that. So is that okay? Is it still jazz? Is it good enough? And I remember talking with a musician friend of mine, and he just said, you know, anything that you write is good because it comes from you.
Interesting.
Right? It doesn't have to like check this certain box, but it's authentic and it's real because it's coming from who you are. And I think giving myself that permission to just try something new and to be okay with it not sounding like Cole Porter, or choosing to sound like Cole Porter if I want to in those moments. But definitely hard to start that.
No question. I admire it tremendously. I admire it tremendously. I asked you to send me a... I've ordered all of your CDs, and I haven't had time to listen to them yet. Oh, don't be silly. And you sent me a song. You sent me I've Never Been in Love Before. Where does that come from?
A new single of mine will be out just on all streaming platforms on Friday, July 25th.
Okay.
Originally from the musical Guys and Dolls, but this is a reimagined version of it. So in addition to writing my own music, I also do a lot of arranging. So this is going to have a totally different harmony, rhythmic groove, and kind of what I think about is sort of bringing out the magic of finding love for the first time.
It's one of my favorite musicals. Alyssa Allgood, I know you didn't write that song, but Frank Lesser, would be plenty happy. That's a beautiful arrangement. Also, some beautiful playing. Who's playing on that with you?
That is Victor Garcia was on trumpet there, incredible solo. Then John Deidemeyer on drums, Ethan Fillion on bass, and Julius Tucker on piano.
You must be mighty pleased by that, are you not?
I am.
What in the? I will certainly come see you as soon as I can. But I also will have you back on the show. You're delightful and thoughtful.
Thank you.
Which doesn't often happen. Do you have family? You married? You with a partner? You got kids?
I am married. My husband and I got married just back in October.
Well, what's he do?
He is a writer.
That's a huge mistake. Why did you do something like that? That is a huge... You otherwise seem very smart to me.
He's a brilliant mind.
Congratulations on being married.
Thank you.
What are you thinking now? Your career at 32 seems to be in a very good place. You're playing nationally. You're making a lot of recordings. What do you aspire to? What's your dream?
That's the big question.
Yeah.
I think for me, it's about just continuing. What I think is so often the case in the music business and in a career is like it's really like a marathon, right? To sort of use that analogy of you're just working on taking things away and making steps and opening doors for yourself. And as an independent artist, I'm doing all that on my own. So I think for me, it's just continuing to build my fan base, my following. A dream of mine is to do a tour in Europe, many tours in Europe. So I'm working towards that and just continuing to be able to travel. A big part of my music is about uplifting my audience with messages of love and positivity and empowering people. So that's a really big goal of mine, is to continue doing that through my music as well.
Well, those are all good ambitions. The website is ALYSSAALLGOOD.com. Alyssa Allgood will be performing Thursday through Sunday at the Amazing Jazz Showcase. Thank you so much for writing. Thank you so much for letting me hear your music. And we will continue this relationship. Your husband has no need to be jealous, but you and I will continue. We'll continue our working relationship. Okay, it's a really lovely
thank
you so much for writing, and good luck. Good luck later this week, and good luck in general. And I'll be in touch.
Thank you.
Take care.
Thank you so much for having me.
Take care. My pleasure.